It's Maryland Morning on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
And once again, we touch base with our resident foodie, Sasha Wohlhandler. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Mount Vernon here in Baltimore. Today, Sasha, you have some tips on salads, I guess, that incorporate traditions of different cultures around the globe.
Well, you know, Tom, when you always ask me so kindly to come and chat with you about food, which I love, I always look for a little inspiration of what to talk about. And this time I was sitting in the Charles Theater watching the previews, and Yo-Yo Ma came on with that great preview of his Silk Ensemble.
The Silk Road Ensemble. Yeah. I didn't get to see that movie, but
Neither did I, but yeah. It looked fabulous. But what he said was he wanted to take music to all the different cultures. He thought it was a great vehicle, and I thought, what's my thing? And I food, what could be a greater ambassador?
And of course, food, you know, now cities around the world, you can get foods from every different culture. And here in Baltimore and in Frederick and in Hagerstown and Annapolis, there are, you know, foods from, you know, it's available to you to have all sorts of different things. But we're going to talk specifically about salads, I guess, right?
Exactly, because we're all going to cookouts, and in between our hot dogs, hamburgers, and fried chicken or grilled tofu, let's bring some international salads to these potlucks that we have. So, want to start with the Middle East?
All right, let's start with the Middle East. What do you got?
Well, you know, it's funny. Years and years ago, when I traveled through Romania and Bulgaria and went on to Turkey and Israel and then Lebanon, this was many years ago. It wasn't so difficult to travel with all the problems we have these days. I got into chopped salads. If you go into the Middle East, and you know Sasha's is famous for our chopped salads, but they do their chopped salads. It's tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and then you go from there. For example, fattoush. Fattoush is really Lebanese answer to the Italian panzanella, and what they do is they've taken the tomatoes, the cucumbers, tons of little chintzes of garlic and tons of parsley and mint and fresh lemon juice and a tiny bit of olive oil, tossed it all together, and then they put dried pitas into it, crispy pitas. So that's
right into the salad.
Right into it. So you know that panzanella, that tomato salad. I didn't put any pitas in that because it's also the base for tabbouleh, which in the summer you cannot taste a fresher salad.
Oh, so I'm trying some fattoush. It was delicious.
Isn't that wonderful? And it is, for those of you that are working to be figure friendly, tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and then toss it with a ton of parsley. If you want to put basil, you want whatever fresh herbs, but the parsley, it's almost a parsley phallic.
All of which completely plentiful as we speak in the farmer's market.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. And if you want it, you just add bulgur wheat, which is so easy, folks. Mm-hmm. Boil water. Put your bulgur wheat in. Put the water on top of it, and in 15 minutes, it's done. And toss it with all that wonderful stuff that I just said. Or
that's a meal, too. You don't even, you know.
Put
you
some grilled cheese. If you're vegetarian, it's a fantastic meal. If you want to add feta to it, it's fantastic. Grilled shrimp on top. If you want to put any kind of grilled anything on top, all of your kebabs, anything at all. Isn't it wonderfully fresh? It's that parsley that is so fantastic. You don't like bulgur wheat? Put the quinoa in. Make it all more updated. It is a really spectacular way to go.
And we'll have recipes for the quinoa and all that kind of stuff. All right, so that's terrific. How about this Lebanese tomato salad?
Well, the Lebanese tomato salad, it came to me years ago when I have a close friend from Lebanon, and she took salt and pepper and some garlic and made sort of a paste in the bottom of a big wooden bowl. She put chopped up tomatoes, tossed it all in that, and said, don't touch it for an hour. And I said, oil, vinegar? She said, no, just leave it. It's wonderful. All that pulled out the juices of the tomato, and then she tore some fresh basil into make a tomato salad. It is fantastic.
With no oil and vinegar?
No oil and vinegar. If you want to, you can, but you do not have to.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and with Middle East, you could also serve hummus. You could make your own, or you could buy it at the farmer's market or any number of other places.
Exactly.
Okay, let's move on to Asia. You have some beautiful Asian ideas.
Well, our friends from Asia, I mean, we have all become... After all, these days, it's salt, pepper, and can we have some sriracha? Or how do you say that? Gochujang. I forgive me, folks. I don't know how to say the Korean new hot paste that we're all getting so familiar with. But we have just become wedded to the wonderful flavors of ginger, garlic, sesame, soy, mirin, basil, cilantro. It is fantastic. This time, when you go to one of your potluck cookouts, why don't we take a great Asian coleslaw? Right there, I think I have a Thai one, and I made a vinaigrette with lime juice, olive oil, sesame seed oil, soy sauce, some brown sugar, fresh ginger, garlic, a little chili, and a bunch of cilantro and basil. Is that scrumptious?
Again, all that stuff very readily available at the farmer's market.
I mean,
it's just great to mix it up a little bit.
This is wonderful.
Asian,
you've got that Asian
salad,
flavor.
Yeah.
I love to add some fresh peaches to that. I love to add some mango to that. Sugar snap peas, cucumbers. Folks, just let your imagination go outside the box.
And again, you could put anything on top of it, too, as we were talking about with the
grilled shrimp.
Shrimp,
that
chicken.
Would be that with a bed of grilled shrimp or grilled salmon or any kind of grilled fish, grilled chicken.
Just don't put those little cocktail hot dogs on it because that would be tacky.
Don't talk to me about a hot dog, Tom. You know I love a hot dog with just about anything on it. We're going to get off track.
Off the subject. All right. So we've got that beautiful Asian teriyaki coleslaw. And again, we'll have all of this on the website to be sure. How about something called elote? What's that?
Well, now we're moving to another international destination of a place that has brought us so much happiness, Mexico. I mean, our friends from Mexico, they salsa. What little kid isn't screaming, ketchup, ma? No, I want the salsa. What little kid says, I don't want a grilled cheese. Give me a quesadilla. So elote is...
And salsa, of course, is one of those things that, there are recipes for it, but you could just really find whatever is fresh and throw it in there and you're done.
Get your tomatoes, get your onions, get your bell peppers, chop them all up, put a bunch of cilantro, some lime juice, as many chilies as you want it hot, and there are as many recipes you want. Chop it all up by hand, folks. You can make your own salsa. You don't need to buy it in a jar. You want to get fancier? Take those tomatoes out and put peaches. Put fresh mango. You've got mango salsa. Put it
on. But still with the lime juice and stuff and the cilantro. That's the thing that's
going to
make it
happen. Put it on anything. Salsa is fantastic. But elote, which is so fantastic, either grill or boil your corn any which way you want. Then take it off the cob, run a knife down and get some of that good corn milk in it as well. Put it in a bowl. Put a ton of cilantro, some scallions, some red onions, some chilies, some red pepper flakes, a touch of cumin. I put some goat cheese in there just because I'm a little goat cheese crazy. You could also put
good.
Blue cheese.
That's a good touch. Yeah.
And then fresh lime juice and olive oil. You can also, I like to keep it light, so that's why I did it that way. You can also do it with mayonnaise and chili powders and chilies and do it with mayonnaise. I like to keep the mayonnaise away, but is that not delicious?
Terrific. Great ideas to give international flair to any kind of meal that we're serving, whether it's a barbecue or just eating these salads on their own right.
In the end, I just want to say, we welcome diversity. It's our country. Bring one of these international salads to your next potluck. But above all, folks, we've had a rough June and July. Let's break bread with your friends and neighbors. And that bread can be French. It can be pumpernickel. It can be Italian. It can be Middle Eastern pitas. It can be tortillas. It can be lavash focaccia. We can go on and on. Dip it in some honey. Spread the joy. Food. It's all about humanity.
It is indeed. Well said. Sasha Wollhandler and her husband Steve Sisser own Sasha's 527 restaurant and catering on Charles Street here in Baltimore. Come on over to our website, wipr.org/Marilyn Morning. We'll have some of the recipes we talked about this morning. Thanks, Sasha. See you next time.
Great, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up Friday morning on Marilyn Morning, more on the Democratic Convention with Farai Chidea of 538 and Michael Fletcher of ESPN's The Undefeated. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Marilyn Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great day.